Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Listen Bitch podcast, where we don't sugarcoat the sacred, and we sure as hell are not going to perform for connection. I'm your host, in case you're new here, Brandon Lynette, and today we're burning down one of the most seductive lies in modern relationships, and that is the bullshit we call intimacy. Just because you're crying and sharing or trauma dumping doesn't mean that you're being honest. And if your vulnerability still leaves you feeling alone, feeling drained, feeling unseen, babe, that is not intimacy. It's a performance. Okay. So in this episode, I'm just going to expose the difference between performing closeness and, actually practicing that soul level connection. I'm talking that emotional leaking, fake chemistry, the chaos bonds, and that exhausting cycle of overexposure that you have been calling honesty. If you're tired of being known for your pain, but not loved in your peace, if you're ready to stop giving backstage access to people who bought nosebleed seats, if you want instant intimacy that doesn't cost you your soul, I'm recording a podcast. I'll call you right back. This my daughter calls you guys. I just want to say what she does. She gaslights the fuck out of me. If I ever don't answer my phone, she leaves these messages about what if I was dead? What if it was an emergency? Like she goes crazy, right? So this kid has an unhealthy attachment to the expectation that I am always available. And she's like, you're always on your phone, which is absolutely not a fact. There's a lot of maybe if I'm in her presence, she's at a time when I'm on it, but it's insane. So I just answered so she knows I wasn't ignoring her. So if she is dead or dying or having an emergency, she can call dad instead, right? Right. So if you want intimacy that doesn't cost you your soul, buckle up because this is the episode where we burn the whole facade down. We're reclaiming that connection that's rooted in truth and safety and really that Christ-centered discernment. Okay. So it's really okay. It's another wake-up call to learn that difference. Between performing, like the look at me cry, so I must be authentic energy and act just like practicing that real, raw, sacred connection that isn't about being seen, it's about being known. I want you to learn to call your own bluff. Like, are you sharing to be witnessed or to be validated? Are you trauma bonding or are you building trust? Because let's be real, like, if your deep talks are still leaving you feeling lonely, that's not intimacy, that is theater. Okay. This, I want to help you stop using emotional oversharing as a mask. And I want you to start rooting into that integrity, into discernment and actual emotional safety. So I want to help you cut off the soul leeches. Okay. Stop leaking energy to people who haven't earned your truth. I want you to get clarity on what real intimacy feels like in your body and like how to start building it, whether it's in friendships or love, even your business, okay? Because you're probably performing and you don't even know it. You're craving that connection that feeds you and not drains you because you're done confusing chaos for closeness. Because the next level of your leadership, your relationships, and self-trust, it demands truth, not tears. Not just tears. The tears come. Bitch, if you've ever built anything, you know tears come. So let's burn the facade down. The difference between performing and practice, okay? How you can spot performing intimacy looks like, if you're crying in front of someone, but deep down you don't trust them with your truth, you just need a release. Let that sink in for a second. You trauma dump on a first call or a first date or a first friend hang, hoping for connection, but you leave feeling a little unashamed or unsure if you were too much. You say everything about your past, but nothing about what you need now. Maybe you spill your guts not because it's safe, but because silence feels scarier than being raw. Performing intimacy is loud. It is fast. It's about urgency. It's like if I show you all the broken pieces, maybe you're gonna stay. But here's the kicker. What it's actually doing is creating an illusion of closeness without the foundation of closeness. No trust, no consent, no shared capacity, just exposure. And if you're gonna practice intimacy, this is like you're going to pause before sharing and you're going to ask yourself, does this person have the emotional capacity and earn trust to hold this part of me? You revealed truth in doses, not out of fear, but out of discernment. You choose consistency over chaos. You know that real connection grows over time, not in a single late night trauma bond sesh. And you stay present with someone in their discomfort without fixing it, without performing or dominating the space. You don't make it about you. Their discomfort is not about you. Practicing intimacy is a quiet power. It is slow. It's safe. It's intentional. It says, you don't get my insides just because you asked. I'm sacred. I'm not a show. I want you to ask, this is how you're going to spot this. If you ask yourself these questions before you share, am I sharing this because I feel emotionally regulated or because I feel alone and need a hit of a connection? Is this person someone I trust to see me, or am I just hoping that they'll validate my pain? Do I feel more empowered or more exposed after I talk to them? If your body feels tense, your voice speeds up, and your stomach drops after the share, that's a performance. 9 times out of 10, that's a performance. If you feel grounded and clear and still safe after the conversation, that's practice. So, how do you stop giving the performance of connection? And how do you start building relationships that can hold you? Because, sis, your soul isn't a stage and you were never meant to audition for love. Okay? Emotional nudity with emotionally honesty, people confuse them and they're not the same. Oversharing is not honesty. Oversharing is a control mechanism. Like when you spill your whole trauma story in the first 10 minutes of meeting someone, it feels like vulnerability. But really, it's a way to control how you're perceived. You're thinking, if I tell them up front, I won't be blindsided. If I shock them with my truth now, I can filter out rejection early. If I get it all out, maybe they'll like the rawness and stay. That's not connection. That is a preemptive self-protection. It's gonna skip consent and capacity, really. Real intimacy respects mutual readiness. Oversharing is often just really a trauma response. You're trying to force closeness in spaces that haven't earned it. So you flood people with info, but deep down, you don't feel safe. You just want relief from internal pressure. So you offload these emotions like a hot potato and walk away wondering, like, why do I still feel alone? Because you gave truth, it wasn't received with care. You skipped that relational groundwork. And oversharing creates this incredible illusion of depth. Just because someone knows your life story does not mean they know you. So you could talk about, your mom issues, your ex, your trauma, your daddy issues, your addiction cycles, and you could still be hiding the most honest part of yourself, how you actually feel right now, what you actually want, where you actually don't trust them or yourself, or what you actually fear will happen if they don't respond how you want. Oversharing is just data dumping. Honesty is presence, it's clarity, it's choice. And oversharing blocks connection. It's overwhelming the other person. They weren't ready. They didn't agree to hold this much. So instead of intimacy, you trigger shutdown or distance, and then you call it abandonment. It keeps you in power. Yep. Even when you're crying, oversharing lets you be the director of your narrative. You decide what they see, how fast, and what role they'll play. That is not vulnerability. That's curated chaos. It gives you a false high. You feel connected in the moment. Oh my God, I shared everything. But the aftermath is emptiness, anxiety, or shame because you bypass safety and mutuality, and now your nervous system is crashing. Real honesty sounds like, I want to share something, but I'm not sure that this is the space. Can I check with you first? I don't know why I want to tell you this. I just know that it's heavy on my heart. Here's what I need from you after I share. Can you do that? And this is honesty rooted in ownership, discernment, and respect for connection, And this is a great tool, especially in a relationship where you guys have kind of grown together. Like, this is how, I can share things with my husband, is giving him that. What I expect or what I need. Okay. Like, I really just need you to listen. I don't need you to be defensive. I need you just to let me be upset in this moment and just hold me. You don't have to say anything. I just have to say this, right? Always give people that clear expectation and what it is that you need or expect. This is honesty rooted in ownership, okay? Oversharing is like fast food. It fills the moment, but it's not nourishing. It's not nourishing the relationship. Honesty is a slow meal and it's offered with intention, savored with trust, and it leaves everybody feeling better, not burnt. You don't owe the world your insides just to prove you're real, okay? You can be honest without hemorrhaging. That is where your power is. Like, you're not addicted to intimacy, you're addicted to the feeling of being needed or noticed or not left. And I know that truth can hurt, okay? I know what you feel like I just slapped you, and it's okay. That's the hidden payoff. That's the shit that feels like connection, but it's really just survival strategy in disguise, okay? You get attention. Performative intimacy is like emotional clickbait. You share something heavy or dramatic, and boom, people lean in, they DM and they ask, "Are you okay?" Go post a really negative post about your life and your shit's gonna blow up. And that hit of being seen, even for a second, it soothes something, that little inner ache. But let's be honest, it's not you they're connecting with, it's your pain. Has nothing to do with you. They've taken their pain and connected it with yours. And then that starts to feel like your only currency. If I'm not bleeding out loud, will they even care? So everything you do gets more dramatic and you get addicted to being that. So you're performing, you're oversharing, you're staying in the struggle because the attention feels like love, even though it's not. You avoid abandonment. If you flood people with your truth fast, it puts pressure on them to either stay or leave immediately. That's a control tactic. And then we dress it up as authenticity. Okay. If I give them the rawest version of me now, I won't get ghosted later when it's worse. So you trauma dump like a preemptive strike because at least you choose the timeline of your rejection. So it's self-sabotage with lipstick, really. But guess what? I know you know what I'm going to say. That performance closeness isn't real connection. It's a cage you built so no one else could lock you in it. You put yourself in it first and you feel powerful. I know that stings, but sometimes you share a deep story, not because you want support, but because it puts you in control of the emotional room. You drop a heavy truth, and suddenly the energy shifts and people look at you differently. You're no longer vulnerable. You're the deep one. You're the truth teller. You're the trauma wise warrior. And while that may be a part of your story, it can become a performance if that's the only card you're playing. It's power without closeness. It's like your persona without presence. Why do we keep doing it? Why does everybody do this? Because it works. It works for the short term, it gets the attention. It fends off rejection. It makes you feel like you matter, but it's fake safety. It's a connection on borrowed time. It's like eating sugar when your soul just wants a steak. Real intimacy is going to ask more of you. It asks you to slow down, to risk being fully seen, not just perceived, to build trust in silence and consistency in showing up without the show. Performative closeness is a trauma script with good lighting. And the moment you realize you don't have to earn love by bleeding for it, that's when you stop performing. That's when you start relating. And that is when everything changes. What is that real deal soul level intimacy? You know, not the cute captions, not the curated vulnerability, but that really deep in your bones connection that makes your nervous system exhale and just say, finally, finally. This is how we stop talking about connection and actually live it. No performance, no pedestal, no pretending. Soul level intimacy is truthful. You don't hide behind niceness or codependency. It's safe, not just I feel good here, but I feel respected, emotionally held, and I feel free to be real. And it's mutual. Both people bring capacity, curiosity, and consent to the table. It's not one person bleeding and the other playing therapist. This isn't about deep talks. It's about sacred presence. It's built, not blasted. So how do we create this? We practice it, not just post about it, right? We start with that emotional ownership. I thought I tried to pause this. I could hear something in the other room and I thought it was going to come through. And I have to make sure I didn't pause it. Thanks for your patience with my scroll neurospicy brain, you guys. I love you so much. So we start with that emotional ownership. Stop outsourcing your feelings, okay? You're not entitled to someone's space just because you're feeling big emotions. Instead of like, I need to get this off my chest, try asking a question like this, like, Can I share something vulnerable with you? And no pressure if you're not in a space to hold it. Why would you do this? Because soul intimacy honors the other person's humanity, not just your urgency. You never know where someone else is, and maybe they're not in a space to handle that, right? That's the thing that breaks the straw on the camel's back for them. When we trauma dump on other people, we're not being respectful of them as a person. We just care about our urgency, our needs. Got to build trust with time, not trauma. And don't mistake the trauma bonding for closeness. If someone only knows your wounds, but not your wins, that is not intimacy. That's called emotional dependency. You got to slow down and let people earn access to your truth. Practice showing up in small, consistent ways. Celebrate without shame and struggle without that spectacle, because the soul needs to feel safe to expand, not just collapse. You got to learn to use that discernment and not defensiveness. Just because you can share something does not mean that you should. Ask yourself, is this share rooted in a connection or is it self-soothing? Do I want to be known or do I just want to be seen? Have they shown they have the capacity to hold this? Because intimacy without capacity becomes that codependence. You've got to welcome the repair, not just vibes, okay? Real intimacy includes that the conflict. It includes the repair, the restoration. It's not all flowy, heart-centered perfection. You'll say the wrong thing, they'll miss the mark. The real question is, can we own it and come back into connection? Because soul level relating is always going to require humility, not just depth. Practice that emotional transparency, not the performance. And that's going to sound like, here's what's alive for me right now. I'm afraid you'll pull away if I share this. I want to let you in, but I feel my guard up. So you're present, not polished. Okay. We're not going for perfection. You're letting them in the room, but not giving them the script. Because true intimacy happens in the moment, it's not in the monologue. If you're here for breadcrumb connection, if you're not gonna, you're gonna continue to perform for your truth. That's it. No more breadcrumb connection. You're here to live your truth, not perform it. So, soul level relating is something that's going to nourish our nervous system. It's going to help us create relationships that can hold your growth, and it's going to call you higher without leaving you hollow. It is what your spirit craves when, the lights are off and no one's watching. It's the kind of connection you don't have to prove. You just get to be in it. You get to breathe in it. You get to build it. So we want to stop preaching fake depth on Instagram stories, and we really want to start practicing that sacred intimacy in the way we're texting, in the way we're talking, and we want to tell the truth. That is how we build something real. Leaking energy through fake connection is probably one of the fastest ways to stay spiritually malnourished while convincing yourself that you're deep or you're connected. Okay. This is the illusion of intimacy that costs your peace and drains your power. You'll feel seen, but you're not held. You're exposed, but not supported. You're connected, but still lonely as hell. So, how do we shut that shit down? And how do we reclaim our inner world like it's that sacred land? It really is. That fake connection that I'm talking about, you guys, is any relationship, conversation, or dynamic that leaves you feeling depleted instead of nourished. Like if you feel worse walking away from someone, it's built on emotional chaos instead of just calm trust. It's fake if it's moving fast, intense, and loud, but is never actually safe. Your body knows what's safe, okay? A fake connection relies on crisis, confession, or constant fixing. It feels exciting in the moment, but it's really hollow after. It's that high then crash cycle, up and down. You bond over your pain, but you can't build in your peace. And you leak energy through these dynamics, okay? Oversharing without boundaries. You give deep parts of yourself to people who haven't earned them. That is not intimacy, that is exposure. And every time you do it, a little piece of you feels more unheld. When you're mistaking drama for depth, you're confusing someone, triggering your emotions with someone knowing your soul. Just because they get your chaos doesn't mean they're safe to walk with you in your healing. And then you're saying yes out of guilt or fear. You stay in draining conversations. You answer calls you don't want to, or you let people text dump on you because you feel bad saying no or setting limits. That's not kindness. You're going through that self-abandonment. Part of you still believes I'm valuable if I'm available. If I don't show up for my people, they'll leave. If I'm safe, I control the emotional room. This is old programming. It is survival based. But babe, you're not surviving anymore. You're evolving. So how do you reclaim your power? You have to audit who has access to you. Ask yourself, does this person deserve access to my truth, my energy, my sacred emotional space? If the answer isn't a hell yes, they do not get that full version of you. That is not being fake. That is being faithful to yourself. Name your inner world as sacred. Your thoughts, your feelings, your pain, and joy are not free samples. Treat your insides like a gated temple, not a public park. Before you share anything emotional, I want you to ask, does this feel clean to give or like I'm leaking it out to be seen? And if it feels like a leak, pause. Process first, share later. Stop confusing chemistry with capacity. Just because there's a spark doesn't mean there's safety. Just because you click doesn't mean that they can carry your soul with care. Start looking for that calm energy, not just exciting energy. Okay. The ones who create peace in your nervous system. That's your soul. That's your soul. Set those micro boundaries with love. You don't have to ghost or block to reclaim your power, although that's my favorite move. You could simply leave voice notes whenever that's good for you. My other specialty is not answering DMs when you're drained or you get overwhelmed with them. Or just say to someone, hey, I love you. I'm not available to process this right now. Boundaries don't break connections, okay? They actually clarify them. Because you've spent too much of your time life performing, okay? Pleasing and pouring into other people who never had the capacity to pour back. Soul level relationships require discernment, not just desire. They're built, not begged for. And when you stop leaking energy through fake connection, you're going to suddenly realize, like, oh my God, I'm not drained all the time. You don't second guess your worth. You're not craving a validation like a fix. You're home in yourself. And from that place, you don't need to choose connection. You attract it by being whole. Seal that leak and protect the well. You've got healing to hold. And I'm going to be honest, like Jesus doesn't want your filtered faith. He doesn't. That's you. The most important connection you're ever going to have is him. Okay. Like that's our core. That's what we want. Okay. And he wants all of you. That messy, the fearful, the hiding, the performing, not because he's nosy, because he's intimate. God doesn't bond with you through performance. He bonds with you through presence. And he's never, ever, will he never, ever, ever ask you to audition for love? It is there. You don't have to perform for love. You were already chosen, already seated, and already known. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That means that Jesus wasn't waiting for your polished vulnerability. He came into your mess and he called it holy ground. So every time you perform in a relationship hoping to be accepted, Jesus is doing that face palm to his forehead. He already accepted you. You don't have to earn it. Oversharing is not the same as confessing to God. He invites that honest conversation, not emotional chaos. He doesn't need you to trauma dump. He wants you to tell the truth in intimacy. God, I don't feel safe. God, I'm lonely even though I'm surrounded. God, I've been using my story to feel important. He doesn't shame that. But if you don't confess it, he can't do his job. And you know what his job is? His job is to heal it. Soul level honesty. That's what he desires. And Jesus didn't share everything with everyone. He had 12, then three, then one. Okay. He moved with wisdom. Even in his most vulnerable moment, he chose who got to witness him sweating blood. And when they couldn't hold it, he stopped being vulnerable and he went straight to God, straight to the Father. That is your model. Like, discern your cycle. That Bible is a life book, you guys. Like, it is literally. It's the guide to life. When they can't carry it, bring it to the only one who always can. Okay. Every single time that you're feeling overwhelmed and you don't feel like you have anyone to turn to, he will always be there. And he's not asking for oversharing. He's asking for access. He wants your heart, not your highlight reel. But he also wants your truth in connection with him, not in collapse. When you leak to people, but avoid intimacy with him, you're always going to be hungry. But when you bring him your actual self, not your curated pain, that's where the healing starts. Real intimacy is literally modeled by Jesus. He did that for us to show us. He washed feet. He listened. He wept. He corrected. He didn't trauma bond. He didn't manipulate people with his pain. He embodied love with truth and clarity and presence and patience. And he's literally, he gave us a book to teach us to do the same. Why does this matter, B? Why does this matter? Because relational honesty with Christ heals the part of you that thinks you have to perform to be loved. It fills the gap that you've been trying to close with fake connection. It gives you that authority to stop bleeding for belonging because you already belong to a kingdom. And the more you practice relational honesty with Jesus, the less you're going to settle for counterfeit closeness. Pray to him. Show him your heart. You know, confess about the fact you've been performing instead of connecting. Ask him to show you where you've shared your soul too quickly to avoid silence. Ask him to teach you what it means to be safe in him first so you can love people from a full heart, not an empty wound. Be willing to give him the hidden places, the false intimacy. Ask him to help you build with real connection. That's how we stop performing for scraps. That's how we start living as the loved. He never asked for the performance. He asked for the presence, and he is still waiting, arms open, arms open. That is it for today. I love you guys. If this episode hit a nerve good, that means it found the part of you that's done bleeding for belonging. Okay. You don't owe anyone shit, not your story, not your softness, not your sacred inner world, just because they stuck around during a storm. You get to choose who witnesses your healing and who doesn't. So if you're ready to stop performing and start building real intimacy that feeds your soul and honors your spirit, take this episode today. I want you to sit with it. Check with your circle. Hell, check with yourself too. And listen, okay? We're not quite done yet because I want to tell you guys about tomorrow's episode, okay? It's titled, You Don't Owe Them Access Just Because They Love You. Go figure. We're going to go. This was a whole episode. I dedicated it to an entire show because some of y'all are giving VIP access to people who only show up when it's convenient, okay? Just because they love you doesn't mean they respect you. And if love doesn't come with responsibility, boundaries, and emotional safety, that is not love. It is manipulation dressed up as affection. So meet me back here tomorrow morning. We're setting a new standard for love that does not cost your peace. Okay. Until then, protect your energy. I will catch you on the next Listen Bitch podcast. I love you guys.